Back together again, you and I chatting it up Tuesday style, March 10th, 2026, right here on Connecticut Today. We talked about a controversial bill at the Capitol that would impose new state-level rules on the use of supermarket self-checkout stations. Connecticut State Republican Party Chair Ben Proto dropped by to talk about a controversial state Democratic Party social media post criticizing a key Republican gubernatorial candidate and a Yankee Institute blogger Megan Portfolio. Also dropped by the show to talk about the hours of public testimony she's been watching during the current session of the General Assembly. So last time I checked, which was I think last night or the night before, we have the third highest still here in Connecticut. We have the third highest or so total tax burden in the country, third or fourth or something like that, when you add in all the different taxes, fees, and everything. We have year in and year out the second or third highest electric bills of anybody in the country. I think we trail only Hawaii and one other state. What else? We also have one of the worst business startups and business maintenance climates of any state in the state. We're easily in the bottom half of the bottom third every year. Let's see. We have no set agenda, no set plan as to what to do with or how to fortify the state's power grid for the next 10, 15, 20 years, with all the EVs and the artificial intelligence needs that are going to need these mass power farms. We have none of that. But thank God we're now worried about self-checkout lines. Yes. I'm telling you, you can't script this lunacy. You can't. You can't. We have crushing tax debt. We have a lousy business environment. We have crushing utility bills. We have a power frame and a power structure and a power grid that is just hanging on. We have charges on people's electric bills that they can't understand why they're paying. But thank God we're now going to argue about self-checkout lanes. Because the unions get what the unions want. A proposed bill would limit self-checkout stations and require more staff at grocery stores. Are you kidding me? But I don't have to say that. And as Chris just had it in his news, I guess this bill is being debated up in Hartford, or there's some testimony or whatever. Now, I know, let me start off this way with this. I know there are a lot of people who believe it's generally one or two camps, one of two camps. There's usually nothing in the middle here. Generally one of two camps. Either, how dare they use those self-checkouts? I will never go to one. This is not me. I always use self-checkouts. I rarely go to some. And it's not because I hate working with people, but I like to do stuff myself. But you probably know people who say, or maybe it's you, right? Who say, well, listen, I don't like using self-checkouts because I think it takes a job from someone. Well, okay, yeah, I guess it does. And then you may be like me who say, all right, if I have a boatload of stuff, which is rare, I'll use the self-checkout. Well, now those who govern us in Hartford at the behest of the unions listen to this. They're trying to tell private businesses how to run their stores. This is why in every measure of every major business reporting entity in the media, Connecticut sucks. This is why a lot of companies don't do business here because of an overtly regulatory environment here. Yes, they're actually trying to pass a bill to regulate self-checkouts. this is what we have to worry about? Self-checkouts. Well, you know, Paul, those self-checkouts cost jobs. Well, you know what? I don't care. It's not the theory of a self-checkout costing a job. It is how that that theory is put to use, if you will, by a private business. I'll get more into this in just a second. I want to stop and take our first break here. But yes, this is what they're worried about in Hartford. While you and I are busting our rear ends at work, doing whatever you do, and I'm doing this and everybody else around here, they're concerned with self-checkouts. And they're trying to tell private businesses how to run their business. You can't. Well, I was going to say, you can't make this up, but in Blue, Connecticut, you can. But we start off with this, and I've asked the question, which is already getting, I'm not surprised, a number of responses here. So weigh in, a talk or text, 203-333-9422-333-WICC. You tell me, should state lawmakers pass a bill limiting the use of self-checkout lanes at grocery stores? Or I guess I should say at stores. Really? This is what you people have to worry about? Come on. Now, the unions are trying a little trick here, and it has to do with store security. We'll get back into that momentarily. But hey, maybe you think I'm the jerk. Maybe I am. But I don't think it is the business of any state or federal government to tell a private business, who, by the way, negotiates the number of self-checkout lanes with their union workers. You know this is part of the union contract with the individual stores, right? So please explain to me. Well, I know this. I'm saying it tongue-in-cheek. I know the unions are crying and sobbing and pearl-clutching, saying, please, save us from that awful store. All right, but you tell me, what do you think here? 203-333-9422-333-WICC. Now, if you ask me at, 19 past 2 on this wonderful Tuesday here, if you ask me, hey, Paul, do you think, bottom line, that self-checkout lanes cost jobs, I would say, well, yeah, they do. Because you don't need a person there, and you're trusting on the customer. You're trusting that customer to do as the instructions say, to put all your items here, to scan them here, and then to put them in the bag. All right. Do I think that there's theft at self-checkouts? Of course there is. I've seen some of it. Didn't want to say anything. Because I don't need to be a hero for, you know, a two-pack of Twinkies when the person you rat out may have a gun. but so I understand, well, there should be more workers there because of theft. But again, if there is a rampant theft problem, as some of the union people are saying, well, you know, if you had more people on duty, well, you mean more union members. Well, if you had more union members on duty, then you wouldn't have as much theft. Okay, I can understand that. Shouldn't that be for the store to decide, or if they want to bring in private security? And again, in case you're just joining us on this Tuesday, the 10th of March, talking about a bill. Now, this is the kind of stuff they're wasting their time on at the Capitol when we have property taxes that are killing us, when we have, you know, all these add-ons to all our bills, when we have high state taxes, when we have a power grid that can't handle things, we're worried about how many self-checkout lanes are open at your favorite store. This version from Channel 3, a proposed bill would place new requirements on grocery stores that offer self-checkout lanes. Really? And again, it's not like I own a grocery store. It's not like I have stock in some parent company of Stop and Shop or ShopRite or Big Y or Aldi or whatever. That's not it. But this is what we're wasting our time on. When it is an issue that should be handled and often is handled by the parent company or the store itself and their unions. Why does the state have to stick its fat nose in the middle of this? Well, we know why. That was what's known in the business folks as a rhetorical question. We know why. It's an election year. So the power and the powers in Hartford have to cozy up and, you know, big wet kiss to the union vote and say, well, now we're going to insert our fat noses into what a private business decides to do with its union. The unions and these businesses privately bargain all the time without any help from the state. Get it now. This bill would require grocery stores that offer a self-checkout. So the state is saying if you operate and you offer any self-checkouts in this state, that you need to keep one staffed manual checkout lane open for every two self-checkout lanes in the operation. Really? So you have the state of Connecticut contemplating telling a private employer how many people they have to have on during a shift. Really? Really? With a straight face you're doing this? I thought there were no kings. Aren't these from the, isn't this the party that holds those rallies every two or three weeks when they get bored? No kings. No kings. No kings. Well, who's the king here, Maud? It would also require at least, now get this, so along with the knuckleheads in Hartford telling stores how many self-checkout ratio, what the ratio of self-checkout has to be to the staffed checkout lanes. It would also require at least one employee monitoring every two machines and would cap the total number of self-checkout stations running at any one time at eight. Really? Really? A Stop and Shop employee who supports the bill said self-checkout has created problems for workers and customers. This employee said the rapid expansion of these machines has come at a cost to workers and customers. The employee said self-checkout lanes can create concerns about theft and reduce job opportunities. Well, okay, I'm not saying that's not true. That's no business of anybody in the General Assembly. That is the business of the private employer, in this case, be it Stop and Shop, and their unions. Isn't this what we have unions for? I thought all the No Kings crowd likes to say, well, you know, we need unions because workers need a voice. Well, okay. Now, I don't know which union this is. This is maybe Local 919 or what the other major union is in Stop and Shop. I know it used, I was in 919 years and years and years ago, so I don't get this. Explain to me where state lawmakers get off saying, hey, we're going to try and regulate what a private business does, and a business that's already negotiated numerous contracts with its own union representatives and apparently does it every few years without a problem. What's the big problem here? Is this all election year ass-kissing? I'm sorry to have to say it that way. But this is what we're worried about. How many self-checkouts are open? Oh, and they're worried about security. Well, I have an idea. If security is so bad, if somebody like Big Y or ShopRite or Stop and Shop or Aldi's, if they're getting hammered by losses, they will hire security. I've seen it in some stores. Obviously, if you see security guards in a store, you know they have a problem. But maybe I'm wrong on this. You tell me, 203-333-9422, 333-WICC. Our question of the day, we start off with this, and I know people have strong opinions on this. because I've talked to people about this for years. But should state lawmakers pass a bill that by law would limit the use of self-checkout lanes at grocery stores? Really? 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 People can't pay their taxes in this state, and this is what we're worried about?
All right, I got an email from a couple of people this morning in my political sphere and said, hey, take a look at this. And I said, well, what is this? And I clicked on it. I made sure it wasn't a virus or whatever, because the IT guy at the station was happy I do that. And I see a post, a verified post from the Connecticut Democratic Party. And this has to do with the current kerfluffle over what's called a Glock switch and a gun. But the inference here is that Ryan Fazio, who's one of the Republicans running for governor, is somehow soft on guns, soft on crime. But the juxtaposition of Ryan Fazio and the gun is a little disturbing, to say the least. And I'll hand it off now to State Republican Party Chairman Ben Proto, because I messaged Ben before and I said, hey, did you see this? Take a look at it. Let us know what you think. Ben, good afternoon, my friend. How are you?
Hey, Paul, it's good to be back. How are you? Enjoying this lovely day?
Yes, wonderful. And Ben, I'm looking at this. Well, I'll let you talk about it. Describe the meme here, and I think it borders on irresponsibility, but that's just me.
Well, hey, look, what it borders on is the fear the Democrats have that they are in trouble in November. And, you know, obviously there's a bill in front of the legislature to further erode into our Second Amendment rights. And Ryan Fazio, as a sitting state senator, is going to be voting on that. So, and obviously he's running for governor. And, you know, I think Ned Lamont and the Democrats are concerned. So they're trying to do whatever they can to, you know, attack Ryan, and I'm sure they'll be attacking Aaron and Betsy as well. Because, look, here's the deal, Paul. You know this as well as I do. They scream about no kings until, of course, they get to be the king, and then they're very happy about it. They scream and yell that Donald Trump is violating the Constitution, and then they go after our Second Amendment rights, our parental rights, our medical rights, our health rights, and think nothing of it. So this is just more of the same, the Connecticut Democrats and Ned Lamont, you know, with the rules for thee, not for me kind of thing. And it's really sad that this is what they've stooped to. You know, I really thought that, quite honestly, Ned Lamont was better than this. But I think he's just proving to me no better than the far left progressive Democrats in the legislature.
And the meme shows Ryan here and not hiding anything. He's been on the station a number of times, as has Aaron Stewart, as has Ned Lamont, as has Josh Elliott. We give airtime whenever people want it. There's Ryan there with his thumbs up. It's obviously a stock photo of him smiling. And the state Democrats chose Ben to take a photo of an illegally modified gun, which you shouldn't be doing to begin with, and putting that up at head level near Ryan with a big smile there. The inference is he's okay with law breaking. I mean, it's just, is this all I have?
Well, you know, it's funny. When Ryan announced that he was running for governor back the summer of last year, the Democrats put out a meme of him standing with Donald Trump with his thumbs up, the same meme, same picture that you see in this post. And what's interesting about it is the photo is taken from a photo Ryan took with a group of disabled young
yes.
men and women
yep.
at their jobs, where he was supporting these young men and women, and he was supporting, you know, that community, and they co-opted it for political purposes, which I think is just, you know, a disgusting tactic to begin with. It calls into real question their means and motives. But at the other side of it, you know, again, this is them trying to play to a very small base. They're far left progressives. As you said, that gun, as it shows in that picture, is illegal in the
yeah.
state of Connecticut right now. And we get back to the same position. At some point, when will we just start enforcing the laws that we have on the books rather than trying to put more laws on the books that aren't going to be enforced but that we can use for political fodder in a November campaign? Because that's all they're doing. And so, you know, again, I'm going to say it again. I'll say it a lot. You know, we don't like, you know, we don't like kings unless we're the king. And then we like it a lot. So I think that's what the Democrats are doing here. It's really a shame. I think, you know, Ned Lamont needs to stand up and go, look, I know Ryan Fazio, and this is a disgusting use of a very legitimate photograph that Ryan took with a group of very talented young men and women.
Mm-hmm.
And he should apologize for it. And the Democrats should apologize for it. They should also apologize to the people of the state of Connecticut for limiting the amount of time the public can comment on this bill, on the education bill, on the vaccine bill, on the homeschooling bill. We're shutting down the public's ability to comment on these bills because we don't want to sit there and listen to Connecticut residents come out one after another and say, we don't like this, don't do this, so they can just shut it down as quickly as possible, ram it through like they did the emergency certification bill with very little public input, and do what they want. Who's the king here, Paul? You tell me. You've been doing this a long time. Is it Ned Lamont or is it the Republican?
And you know, listen, as much as I do like the governor on some things, and I know you've been pictured with him, and Ben, assume that members of his own caucus might actually apologize for something distasteful. I mean, let's not forget the distasteful sign that Senator Anwar stood behind, alluding to cholesterol with the president, and even the governor said he didn't think that was right. And the stuff that certain members of the General Assembly have put on social media linking President Trump, all of a sudden now he's a fascist, he's a Nazi, which shows me they skipped history class. That's never going to happen. Yeah.
And here's a question I have for you, Paul, because I know we don't have a lot of time and love to be in studio with you again soon, is if there are any Democrats who vote against this bill, will the Connecticut Democrats put their picture up with this?
No. It's a good question.
That ain't going to happen. That's not going to happen.
No. Ben Proto, Connecticut State Republican Party Chair. Ben, be good. We'll be in touch. Thank you, sir.
You too, my friend. I appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks, Ben. Appreciate it. We go from that to Megan Portfolio of the Yankee Institute, the Hartford Portfolio. How are you?
Well, I'm not sending out weird tweets with guns on them.
Oh, my God. I'm doing well today. Oh, my God. Did you see that? Oh, my God, I did.
I saw that they took it down, though.
Yeah, but God bless Tom Dudchick. He has the original one up there on the Capitol Report.
I don't know how. He must sit in front of his computer all day. I don't know how he does it. He's like a magician or something.
Well, did you read the chairman's response to it? Did you read what he said?
No, I haven't gotten that.
Okay, make
yet.
Sure. Soon as we're done.
Watching my CTN, but no spoilers, Paul.
Soon as we're done, read it, and you're just going to go, oh, stop. Anyway, yes, Megan, you know, stop digging, Megan. You're in the business. Every so often you have to tell somebody, stop digging. Now, having said that, yes, what have you been doing? You've been watching CTN all freaking day. What's going on at the Capitol?
Oh, today's a big public hearing in the Labor Committee to go over two bills. Apparently, they were talking about affordability being a big issue this year. So what better way to make the state more affordable than regulating AI in the workplace and self-checkout machines?
Oh, the checkout. I did 2 hours on the checkout. Oh, my God.
I'm waiting for the bill to come in. Like, we have to hire the little man to press the button on the elevator again.
Yeah. Elevator operators. Yeah. Now, and I guess they're bracing is tomorrow the public hearing on the homeschooling bill? Did I see that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Homeschooling, and there's a couple of vaccination ones. Now, I don't, that's not my wheelhouse. Like, I don't have any background in, pharma.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do have a background in is process.
Yes.
And they're actually going to be limiting the amount of time that people can speak on the bill.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I call it a public hearing with an asterisk.
Well, I saw that, and is that? I mean, it doesn't surprise me. It would go for days and weeks. Maybe it should. I don't know. My warning, though, and Megan, you and I have discussed this on the homeschooling bill. I think the proponents of that bill or a bill like that, I think they're looking for people to say no to everything. Personally,
yeah.
I think that's dangerous. We'll see what shakes out tomorrow, though.
Well, it's hard when you say no, because then you're not at the table.
Yeah.
Now, I don't have kids. So obviously I don't homeschool. So I'm not speaking for that community at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I see where they're coming from. Listen, they've been doing this for years, the homeschooling. I mean, if anything, it's getting bigger. I mean, if you look at enrollment's been down in a lot of our public schools. I mean, the kids are going somewhere. You know, they're either going to private school, Catholic school, or, you know, being homeschooled.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's something they've been doing, and they've been doing it correctly, and they haven't had problems. So I get where they're coming from. How dare the government step in? But because they weren't at the table, now they put out this bill. And from what I understand, it's very intrusive. It basically opens up like a DCF case every time you want to pull a kid out to homeschool.
That's the discussion I know that we're having here, and I had this with Craig Fishbein, who was on, you know, from a ranking member from Judiciary, and we discussed this, and I guess the supporters say, well, wait a minute, this doesn't really hurt you unless you've had an encounter with DCF, but on the other side, people are saying, but wait a minute, this would be a de facto listing of how many kids are being homeschooled. So Craig told me they're trying to rework that part of the bill to make everybody happy. Will it happen?
I hope they do, because we shouldn't be assuming that you homeschool your kid that you're a criminal or that you're abusing your children. And the way it's being interpreted right now, it's like you're assuming that you want to homeschool your kids, so you're automatically, you know, under a suspect of you know, abusing your kids.
Finally, the supermarket bill, which, you know, we talked about for a couple of hours today. So for every two self-checkouts, they want one real checkout person there. They want more people to just watch the checkout areas. I mean, does this thing have a chance? Because I would think this would be challenged in the courts almost immediately. I mean, excuse me for putting it this way, but where does the state of Connecticut get off telling private, you know, private union shops how to operate?
Oh, God, I've been watching this all day. So this is the argument from the unions. Like, we know why the unions want it. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
They want more dues paying members. Yeah. That's why they want this in place.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what this is all about. So they come in framing it where they're trying to be like the good guy. We need this regulation because people are stealing from the supermarkets, and so the state's not collecting tax money for that.
Now
this takes away. Now they're concerned about the profit. So it takes away profit from the grocery store. I'm like, come on, peeing on my boots and telling me it's raining now.
Boy, that's some verbal twister there, huh?
Yeah, I'm probably going to get yelled at for that one, but it was worth it.
Well,
it felt good.
I'm not going to get yelled at you. Oh, you mean the people that listen to you with me? All right.
No, the people that sign my paycheck.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. No, listen, I'll cover for you. All right, check it out. The Hartford Portfolio, Megan Portfolio there. And she's also, you're going to be watching this from home tomorrow, right? All the public hearings?
Oh, yeah. I probably won't be staying up all night for it, but I'm definitely going to be watching them. I get very interested in the interactions with the lawmakers because sometimes they're very disrespectful. Like last week when that guy was testifying about his leaf blower, he put on this great testimony and he got some flippant response. I actually wrote about it. You can check it out on my website.
All right. And so drinks, snacks and drinks all set for a long day tomorrow?
Oh, I'm bringing the popcorn. Because these people aren't playing. They have all their facts and their data. Like, they come prepared.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see. Megan Portfolio. Meg, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, Paul. Bye.
All right. There you go.